Any good financial planner will tell you how important it is to have emergency savings. In fact, if you were listening to our show yesterday, you heard CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger remind us about that very thing.
Every single one of us who went through the pandemic, and we all did, now knows the value of an adequate emergency reserve fund. And what is adequate? It is 6 to 12 months of your living expenses in a boring old savings, checking, money market, or short-term CD.
Good advice, sure, but emergency savings might not be an option for people struggling to make ends meet. In fact, more than half of the population is living paycheck to paycheck and particularly vulnerable to the effects of record high inflation and a potential recession. That's according to a new report by the company Lending Club. Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure, is with us now. Hi, Robin.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So too many Americans have been living paycheck to paycheck for a long time. This report shows a small but notable 4% increase from the same time last year. So how vulnerable is this group at this current moment?
It's striking in that we were, you know, before we were talking so much about pressing inflation, you have this great problem to have with the economy is a lot of people are just checking out of the workforce and unemployment was maybe dangerously low. And you're thinking that people don't need these jobs and maybe aren't paycheck to paycheck and that they're seeing their wages rise for the first time. But this is a clap back to reality. And moreover, you're finding that not only the most vulnerable Americans, but even nearly a third of those earning $250,000 or more are living paycheck to paycheck and can't deal with an emergency expense. And so I think across the board, we're kind of overextended beyond our means.
Really interesting. So during the early months of the pandemic, we heard that lots of people were able to save money. They were helped by the stimulus check, among other things. What does the savings picture look like now? It doesn't sound like it's very good based on what you just said.
Yeah, what happens with savings and that money, if it is being saved and earning nothing in a zero interest savings account, we've talked about that repeatedly, how savers have been hit in this environment, it absolutely gets corroded by 9% inflation. You might think about it as theoretical, but when you increasingly have to tap into savings to make ends meet for the gas bill, for the grocery bill, for rent hikes, you realize how pernicious inflation really is.
Right. Now, we currently have pretty low unemployment. So is that a bright spot for those people whose finances are tight right now? It sounds like a lot of them are working.
Well, wages are still rising at a slower pace than inflation. So you kind of have to temper your enthusiasm. It's very hard to extend your paycheck to cover everything. But the good news is if you are looking to work and work more, there are plenty of openings, plenty of hours available. But we do know with the pandemic, and I'm sure as Jill has noted previously, there are other assorted expenses for healthcare and for transportation. And the more you want to work, the more your variable costs rise, daycare costs rise, clothing costs. There has been a lot saved by this work from home reality, but a cold reality when inflation and hybrid work return.
Right. What about debt? Credit card debt, other kinds of debt? How much of a debt burden is there for people who don't have a lot of income coming in?
Yeah, we have to shed extra tears for them because they have to increasingly rely on credit cards to make ends meet, to extend themselves, to extend the paycheck and kind of buy themselves a bridge loan. And these rates are going to go up as interest rates go up.
All right. Well, that's Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, always a pleasure. Many thanks.
Thank you. My pleasure.